A conservation success story, the great Indian bustard captive population hits 70. Imagine a bird so majestic, its wingspan can reach up to 6 feet, and it's one of the heaviest flying birds in the world. The great Indian bustard, an iconic species native to India, has been on the brink of extinction for decades. But what's remarkable is the concerted effort by the Indian government, in collaboration with the Wildlife Institute of India and the Rajasthan Forest Department, to save this majestic creature through a captive breeding program. As of March 2026, the program has achieved a significant milestone. The total captive population of the great Indian bustard has reached at 70 birds, marking a turning point in conservation efforts. The great Indian bustard's story begins with its dramatic decline. Once found across 12 Indian states, its habitat now spans only a small region in Rajasthan and a small isolated population in the Rann of Kutch in Gujarat. The species has been listed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List, and its estimated wild population is barely 100 to 150 individuals. The reasons for this decline are multifaceted. The great Indian bustard's habitat, open dry grasslands and scrublands, is not protected under India's forest laws, leaving it vulnerable to habitat loss and fragmentation. Power line collisions are a major threat to the great Indian bustard's survival. A 2021 study estimated that 18 birds per year were dying from high-tension power line strikes in Rajasthan alone, a catastrophic loss rate for a population of only a few hundred birds. The Supreme Court in M.K. Ranjit Sinhwi, Union of India in 2021 directed the undergrounding of power lines in GIB habitat, but implementation has been contested by the renewable energy sector, which has extensive solar and wind projects in Rajasthan. Another critical factor contributing to the great Indian bustard's decline is its low reproductive rate. Females typically lay only one egg per year, with long intervals between breeding seasons. This makes population recovery inherently slow, even under optimal conditions. Building on this, the great Indian bustard also reaches sexual maturity late, making it challenging for the species to recover. Project GIB, the captive breeding program, was formally launched in 2020 by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change in partnership with the Wildlife Institute of India and the Rajasthan Forest Department. The Conservation Breeding Center at SAM, near Jaisalmer, was established to house the captive population. The breeding methodology draws on peer-reviewed avian conservation science. Eggs are collected from wild nests and brought to the center for incubation in controlled conditions, a technique that has dramatically improved chick survival rates. Artificial insemination has been added to expand genetic diversity without requiring the physical pairing of wild-caught birds. As of 2026, the program has entered its fourth year, and the captive population has crossed 70 birds, marking a significant milestone. This is particularly significant because conservation biologists consider a captive assurance population of approximately 50 to 100 individuals a minimum threshold for a viable ex situ backup against wild extinction. Reach ING 70 means India's captive GIB population has crossed the lower bound of that threshold. What makes this even more remarkable is the improvement in survival rates for captive hatched chicks. They are 20-30% better than in the program's early years, attributed to improvements in incubation protocols, dietary management, and disease prevention. The two chicks announced in March 2026 are particularly significant for two reasons. First, one hatched through natural mating, demonstrating that captive birds are reproductively active, a critical sign of program health. Second, one hatched through artificial insemination, confirming that the technique is operationally established at the center, allowing the program to manage genetic diversity without relying entirely on natural breeding pairs. The next phase of the program involves the soft release of captive bred chicks into designated protected areas in Rajasthan. Soft release involves a gradual, monitored transition to the wild. Birds are initially held in large enclosures within their natural habitat, introduced to natural food sources and weather conditions, and then allowed increasing access to open habitat. This is the most challenging phase of any ex situ conservation program, and GIBs present particular challenges due to the power line collision risk. The policy gap underlying the GIB crisis is the absence of a Grassland Protection Act or equivalent statutory framework in India. India's grasslands, estimated at approximately 10 million hectares, have no legal protection comparable to forests. The Forest Rights Act, 2006, and the Forest Conservation Act, 1980 apply to forests. Open grasslands are regulated only through revenue land laws that generally permit conversion. Without protecting the habitat, the captive breeding program, however successful, has nowhere to release birds. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Great Indian Bustard's scientific name is Ardiotus nigriceps, and it belongs to the Otidiidae family. Its IUCN status is critically endangered, and it is the state bird of Rajasthan. The estimated wild population in 2026 is approximately 100 to 150 individuals. The program was launched in 2020 by the MOI FCC in partnership with the Wildlife Institute of India and the Rajasthan Forest Department. The captive population as of March 2026 is 70 birds, and the program has entered its fourth year. This brings us to the UPSC relevance. The Great Indian Bustard, Ardiotus nigriceps, and the captive breeding program are significant for prelims and mains GS3. The species is listed in Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act, 1972, and the program is a critical example of ex situ conservation. In conclusion, the Great Indian Bustard's story is a testament to the power of concerted conservation efforts. From its catastrophic decline to the current milestone of 70 captive birds, the program has shown remarkable progress. As India continues to grapple with the challenges of habitat loss and fragmentation, the soft release of captive bred chicks into designated protected areas in Rajasthan marks a crucial step forward. The policy gap in grassland protection remains a critical issue, but the program's success serves as a beacon of hope for the future of this majestic species.